Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy. There's a chance of thunderstorms, a low of 62. Opening statements are scheduled tomorrow morning in the trial of a Kenosha man accused of the murder of Sturdivant's Barrett Beck nearly 26 years ago. A jury for the trial of Janice Brantner was chosen today for the trial that could last until the end of the month. Beck left her home for a work-related seminar in Appleton in July of 1990. She pulled her van into a Fond du Lac mall to pick up a few items, but the 18-year-old never completed the trip. Her van was found a few days later, leading to an intense search. 5 weeks later, Beck's skeletal remains were found in a ditch near Waupun. Brantner is charged with first-degree murder under the statute in place at the time. 9 previously unidentified fingerprints recovered from items in Beck's van matched Brantner, according to the criminal complaint. Brantner's attorney says they have the wrong man. The Racine Interfaith Coalition will hold a prayer vigil for the victims of the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando over the weekend. Everyone is invited to attend and join in prayer and song for the victims and their families. The vigil will begin at 6 p.m. Thursday evening on Monument Square in downtown Racine. The Racine Public Library's Board of Trustees meeting Thursday afternoon will include a look at possible expansion, but not away from the lakefront site. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Following the chance for public comment at the start of the 4:30 meeting in the Emily Lee Room, the agenda calls for discussion about the future of the library, ideas and suggestions, and then committee reports. The Ad Hoc Building and Grounds Committee meeting last week voted to go forward with a proposal that would utilize space above the second floor to create, among other things, a large meeting room. Thursday's board meeting, that could determine if the concept is worth exploring further. And speaking of libraries, following a merger with the Lakeshore Library System of Racine and Walworth Counties, the Kenosha County Library System is now expanding its offerings, and each location, including 4 in the city of Kenosha, will have an open house Thursday to help explain what's new. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian is suggesting a major update could be coming soon in reference to the still-closed Dream Playground at Petsky Park. Antaramian inherited the flooring problem-plagued facility when he took office 2 months ago. While standing firm on the possibility for legal action if necessary, the mayor tells the Kenosha News that talks have continued with the company that installed the surface, which developed problems and led to the total closure March 18th. Road projects can sometimes require a governing municipality without access to any state or federal funding to make an acquisition of a small parcel of property, and the Racine Common Council has now approved a policy letting the Public Works Commissioner handle such matters under $10,000. City Attorney Scott Letney told the Public Works Committee recently, such acquisitions are infrequent but necessary, and while timing on a project can be important, there simply has not been a policy.
And in the past, we've come to the executive committee or we've come to the council or finance or somebody, but there isn't a policy, there's not an ordinance, there's nothing that the city has that says this is what you do for small acquisitions of a relatively low dollar amount. And we're talking about $10,000, and I realize $10,000 is real money, but there's all kinds of senior city employees that have the authority to authorize expenditure of $10,000 or more.
Without discussion, the Common Council approved creation of the policy, which Letney explained to committee members is not about eminent domain. Union Grove is looking at it, and so is Walworth County, to name a few municipalities where short-term rentals or vacation rentals have been causing issues of late. For the past several years, town, county, and city officials, especially resort communities, have debated what, if anything, to do about real estate agencies as well as private individuals renting out homes for less than 30 days. Many county ordinances forbid short-term rentals unless the property is zoned for such use. Union Grove's Plan Commission looked at a proposed ordinance that would allow tourist rooming houses with a permit and the requirement that contact information be kept on whomever stays at the residence during the listed time. In the past decade, various websites have made it increasingly easy to advertise such services. For homeowners living near such rentals and for legitimate hospitality businesses, the short-term rentals are an irritant. Neighbors complain about noise, parking, police calls, and regulations that aren't enforced. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.